Ladies and gentlemen, as you're aware, a review into the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of Mary Boyle in Donegal in 1977 has been ongoing in the Northern Region for the last number of years. A dedicated team of personnel have been working on this investigation, which has involved the pursuit of new lines of inquiry, review of material already available, and also involved extensive searches with the benefit of forensic and geology experts assisting us in that. New lines of evidence have emerged which have led us to where we are here today, in that a man in his 60s was arrested this morning in relation to the kidnapping of Mary Boyle in Donegal in 1977. That person is currently detained here at Mullingar Garda Station and is currently being questioned in relation to that matter. Just before I take questions, I think there's a couple of things I need to say. We are in constant liaison with Mrs. Boyle, who's Mary's mother, and she has been made aware of the progress of this investigation as we go on. You'll understand, because this is a live investigation, I'm constrained in what I can say, because I don't want to say anything here this evening which may impact on any other lines of inquiry that we may undertake as a result of the questioning which is going on here at the moment.
Is this the first arrest in this case?
Yes.
Commissioner, how significant do you believe this arrest to be?
Well, obviously for us to arrest somebody, we need to have some evidence to do that. And again, I'm not going to go any further into that to say that this is a line of inquiry that has emerged from new evidence which has come up during the review.
Can you tell us where and what time the arrest took place?
The arrest took place in the Midlands. I'm not going to say any more than that, at around midday today.
And have you been speaking to the family after today's development?
Yes, Mrs. Boyle has been kept up to speed on an ongoing basis on the progress, and she was spoken to in the last couple of hours.